What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly. I'm going to try something new today. This is going to be a short episode. It's going to be the story of one of our customers. It's a new customer out in Rico, Colorado, a place called Fireweed. Fireweed Cafe and Mercantile. Their website is fireweedrico.com. And you know, when we have a new customer, I like to go to their website, learn about them, see what's going on. And this one just really hit me. This is such a cool story. And I've emailed these folks. I've thanked them for the business. I've asked if they'd like to be on the podcast. We'll see. I hope so. But I felt compelled to just, I want to read their story. It's on their website. If you click on, and this is kind of cool, it's called Our Roots. This is what you'd find. And this story to me is just, oh, it's just a great example of the American dream of having an idea and finding the right place and time and going for it and fulfilling that idea and that dream. So, and this just seems like a really cool place. Okay, so check it out. I'm going to read from their site, quote, Fireweed is a cafe and mercantile in Rico, Colorado. We serve specialty coffees, smoothies, baked goods, salads, and soups in rotating deli items. We also offer house-made items to bring home to your kitchen. Things like frozen soups, dips, salads, snacks, and dog treats. We support other local businesses as much as we can by providing a mercantile with local produce, meat, dairy, bulk dry goods, as well as art and gifts. We're so excited to bring yummy, healthy food and a grocery option to our area. End quote. Now, this is a small town in Southwest Colorado, Rico. Here's the part. Our roots. I'll continue here. Quote: Founders Chelsea Rajavuri, I may not be pronouncing that right, but Rajavuri and Matt Gurton have been dreaming about creating a space for a community gathering since 2015. They were living in Melbourne, Australia at the time and had gone on an impromptu trip to a little coastal surf town. After camping on the beach, they wandered into town and found the sweetest coffee food truck. They sat, enjoyed coffee and several treats, looked around the cozy yard and thought, we could do this. The whole drive home was a planning and dreaming session, whipping up recipe ideas, giggling at how fun life would be, and fantasizing about the idea of bringing people together in an intentional way. They had traveled for years and had thought they would settle down in Alaska, where they both fell in love with a rugged life and land, but they were nearing a place in their lives where they ached for deep human connection and to surround themselves with loved ones and friends who felt like family. So soon after this cafe idea was dreamt up, they decided to migrate to the San Juans of Southwest Colorado, where they instantly felt at home and have felt that way every day since. They lived in Telluride for a while, and when the tiny town of Ophir, for a few years, and finally settled down in the perfect small town of Rico, Colorado, where they soon realized their dream could finally come true. As great as the town already was, they saw two things lacking, a cafe and a grocery store. With nothing in either direction for 45 minutes, Rico residents and visitors alike must stock up and spend more or go without. In the midst of COVID craziness, it seemed like the right time. It seemed like what not only they needed, but what the people in their community needed too. Rico is a beautiful town nestled in the mountains just off of Highway 145 with a population of 300 in tourist attractions such as camping, mountain biking, backcountry and cross-country skiing, trail running, fly fishing, and rafting. They put an offer in an old Main Street building, one that had its quirks but had even more potential. A month later, they were building owners and they hit the ground running with projects. Their mission has been to be sustainable and intentional throughout the entire process. They gathered used appliances, reclaimed wood from an old mountain miner's cabin, loved furniture, help from friends, and advice from other local business owners. They contacted local artists, farmers, and ranchers in order to support the local economy as best they could. They put countless hours and blood and sweat and tears into making their vision a reality, building out the space, planning the menu, contacting vendors for the mercantile, and everything in between. They couldn't be more excited to bring this space to Rico community and all the travelers coming through. Fireweed is a place for good quality, organic, local, and sustainable food, for real people to come together or find a cozy, quiet place to work, and for facilitating education about how to live in deeper communion with the beautiful land we call home." End quote. You know, telling your story and sharing your story and being authentic in that story is a wonderful way to attract people to what you're doing. Sometimes wonder, I find restaurants where there's no story. We don't really know anything about them. And that's maybe that's by design. Or maybe some people don't understand the power of story. But throughout history, throughout humanity, the way we've gotten points across and help people learn and grow is through telling stories. Stories stick, right? Stories work. Tell me a story. We always love hearing stories. You're at a dinner party and somebody says, "Let me tell you this story." And everybody's rapt, you know, attention, right? So this is a cool story. And I wish the absolute best to these two. I probably did not pronounce either of their last names right, but Chelsea and Matt. Y'all are doing something amazing. We're super proud to serve you at Schedulefly. I love your story. And I hope the folks in Rico will support you. I hope Rico will continue to grow. Sounds like an amazing place to be. And you all are at the center of it, and good for you. This is the American dream right here, and it's done in such an intentional and thoughtful way. So that is Firewood in Rico, Colorado. FirewoodRico.com. Check them out. Check out more episodes of Restaurant Owners Uncorked coming up, and maybe, just maybe, Chelsea and Matt will be on one. Y'all have a good one. See ya.